Hey, lady, welcome. This is a podcast on how to have it all. That's right, you get to have a body, a relationship, a career, a business, a bank account of your dreams. And in this podcast, you'll learn how to get it.
Hey. So today I want to talk to you about why you're not making more or any money in your business. Ooh, honest topic. Whether you are just starting your business or whether you've been chugging along for a little bit and it just feels like you're stuck, no matter what you do, clients are not coming, your programs are not selling, or they're selling and stop selling, back and forth. So today, when this episode has been recorded, is actually a 6-year anniversary of me starting my business. And let me tell you, I've learned a little bit about making or not making money. Listen, at this point in the game, I'm not the one to teach you about how I made my 7 figures, how I'm blowing past all the numbers. And to be completely honest, that annoys the crap out of me when female entrepreneurs, and particularly for the guys, they almost get it. Like, the men are wired to numbers and specifics. So they operate differently. That's why I work with women. I talk to women because I get you. I am you. And the male version of the business world is different. So it's not bad or good and I'm against them or I am, anti them. No. It's just a different vibe, different taste, different thought process. So I want to share what I learned in the 6 years I've been working my business, and it took on many different forms and it transformed and I learned a ton. One thing I will tell you, that there has never been a year in my 6-year experience as an entrepreneur of not making money, right? Whether I made profit or not, that's a different story, but I've never had a year that I didn't make money. However, for the first 4 years in my business, I was a part of a MLM. You probably heard my story. It was a wellness MLM, so essentially in that world, you might be familiar. You're trying to grow your team and you're trying to sell a product, right? There are two ways you make money in the MLM. And I remember capping out myself at the same amount for the 3-4 years, right? 4 years I was there in a row. And it was interesting because first year I worked my ass off. I worked full-time job. I still work part-time, thank God. At this point, I'm able to step down on my hours. But when I started, I worked full-time office job. And then I would come home and put, I remember clocking that 25 up to 25 hours a week on my business. I was addicted to hustling and making it hard. And the culture of the team and the business I was on and was kind of like, make sacrifice, make it work, hustle your ass off till things start to come through and then you're going to reap the benefits. And I did. And first year I made an X amount of money. The second year I worked less and made about the same. The third year I worked even less and made about the same amount of money. And yes, in the MLM world, some of this compounds, but the amount of effort I was putting was progressively going lower and lower. And I kept capping out at about the same amount, plus my work, my salary and bonuses and whatever variable you have in a business world, right? Your raises, your company payouts, whether it's stock or, as I said, maybe a bonus. Somehow I kept bouncing back and forth within the same range. And what I learned about myself, the more I worked on myself, that it really was largely due to my beliefs, due to my ability to receive. The story changed drastically when I started my fully independent business, no MLMs, no anybody else, no examples to look for, just my own brand, Jania Panova LLC, working with women in the world of empowerment, personal development, and eventually moving into some of the tech and automation, teaching women who want to grow their businesses online to wrangle their mindset and figure out the tech side of the business, right? The marketing side. My background is in marketing. Anyway, I'm not here to ramble about my credentials, but I want to show you the transition. When I started my own business, I like fully independent business, right? When I transitioned into that, my confidence level around asking for a sale skyrocketed, because a part that was holding me back while I was a part of an MLM is I still felt like a salesperson for another company. So I never felt fully comfortable asking for a sale, even though I put a ton of work into running my business, supporting my clients, providing value, all the things that essentially validate us, right, in our minds for asking for the sale. And the more I worked on myself, the more confident I became in not only asking for a sale, but also in receiving the money. And don't miss that. So many times I see women, because I am now connected to a huge group of female entrepreneurial spirits who aspire to have businesses, who have businesses. The pattern is very consistent. And I am, you know, telling you my story to say that I've seen it on my own skin and my own business. The more confident I became as a business owner, the more worthy I felt as a human because of the work I've put in into my own personal growth, my own limiting belief healings, overcoming the limitations that I had in my mind, the easier it became, it's becoming, I should say, to receive and to earn. And it is such an interesting thing. And listen, so I'll tell you a little story. This year, my commitment to myself, my commitment to my business is making it easy and allow myself, giving myself permission to receive more and more and more and not equated to working more and more and more. So I want to come to that state of being able to receive easily and consistently and have those numbers grow without feeling like, oh, am I worthy to earn this? Am I worthy to charge this? Am I worthy to be that? And listen, if you are starting a business or have been in a business or you're working full-time or part-time and you have that piece of you that really is pulling you to do your own thing, but maybe you're frustrated, maybe you're even scared to start or ask for a sale, I want you to pause and ask yourself, take a quick inventory. What are your beliefs around money? What do you believe you're worthy of receiving? If somebody says, hey, you can't even earn a dollar, what would you say? Yeah, you're probably right. Or heck no, I am not buying this crap. Where are you on the spectrum of feeling comfortable to earn and get money coming in? If somebody comes up and say, hey, here's $1,000, I want you to hire you now, take the money, how would that make you feel? If somebody signs up for your course or your program, how does that make you feel? Are you feeling surprised? It's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe somebody actually bought it. Or are you saying, it's like, of course, I saw that coming and it's finally here. How do you feel, or how would you feel once it actually happened? If you're not there yet, but you can't even imagine how it would be, that's pretty hard for the, you know, universe to conspire on your terms and help you get there. That's just, you know, that's just the honest truth here. And I also want you to take a real check and check in with yourself. When it comes to the skill and the knowledge, do you possess that? And I'm not talking about your area of expertise, what your business is in, whether you're a coach, whether you provide a service, you know, whether you consult on the subject. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about what your business is built around. Chances are you know your stuff if you decided to convert your expertise and your knowledge into a business, service or product-based online business. But do you have the skill? Do you have the knowledge of putting the pieces together around the actual business building and running? And you're like, Jenny, what the hell are you talking about? I am talking about the marketing. I'm talking about the advertising. I'm talking about automation. And it is a completely different area. So you're most likely not an expert in both fields, unless you took the, you know, marketing and turned that into a business. So yeah, then you know what you're doing and you serve your own business with that. But for most of us, right, maybe you're a wellness expert. Maybe you specialize in working with kids, right? Maybe you are a photographer and that's your service. Maybe you're a designer, right? So you see where I'm going. Your expertise is not the actual business building. Your expertise is not the actual marketing of your business. And that's the gap, honey, because if you don't know, and it's totally cool, but I want you to realize that just saying that, okay, oh, for example, you get a coaching certificate and you're like, okay, now I'm a coach. I have a business. Okay, cool. You have a skill to market, but do you know how to market it? And I'm not calling you out on that to make you feel bad or make you feel like you're not knowledgeable enough or experienced enough. I want you just to realize that it's a whole different set of skills. And most of us don't come into the business world with the knowledge. You know, I was fortunate enough to go to school for, go to college for marketing and advertising. So I have that natural knack for it. Like, I get that stuff. And then I devoted 2 years whenever I started my business online, I was learning and picking up techniques and methods. But at some point, and that was partially the reason I left the MLM, I remember getting so sick of knocking on doors day in and day out, you know, obviously figuratively speaking, not talking to people one-on-one and thinking there has got to be a better way to automate things. There has got to be a better way to streamline things. I want to spend most of my time serving my clients, not searching for them. That's when I really dug in and started learning all about sales funnels and lead pages and email marketing and automation and Facebook ads. And if those terms are completely unfamiliar for you or completely overwhelming, that's just the area. You might have a good skill, not might. Chances are you do have a skill and you have a passion. It takes both of those things. But you have to have knowledge around marketing your business, because to run a business, well, you have to know how to run it. Having a good service or product is not enough. So you might be thinking, well, hell, that's why I'm not making money. Now what, Jenny? Thanks for discouraging me. No. This is a spot of self-reflection. You have a passion. You converted it into an idea or a product or a service, right? So you have something to sell. Now, how do you get it out there for sale? How do people hear about you? How do you market it? How do you get more eyeballs on your stuff? That's the practical side. You need the purpose. You need the passion. You need the product. But you also need to know the how to. And listen, if you're in the position of, you know, being excited and curious about it like I was, and really, you know, have the background and have the confidence, dig in, start learning, you know, reach out to me or find, you obviously can find all this stuff online, or get in touch with an expert who can shortcut that for you. Or maybe you go the route and saying, hey, I really have no interest in learning all this stuff. Let me hire somebody. So we either have time or money when it comes to furthering our business. So are you willing to invest your time, or are you willing to invest your money to fill in that gap? And I can teach on this for days and days and days. And I actually do in my actual business, you know, the products and the services and the courses that I offer on that. And I do free challenges and free downloads that you can get your hands on and get started there. But, you know, this is not a place to pitch my product line. This is a place for me to say, hey, if you're not making money, if you're getting frustrated because your business is not gaining traction, there are two things to look at. A, look at your product and service. Is it needed? Are you clear on what it is? Do you have a way to actually take a payment? And the other thing is like, do you have a system of getting people into your world? Do you have what, you know, is called a sales funnel, for lack of a better term? And really, we don't need any better term. This is the term that explains it. How do you get people into your world? If you're like, huh, I don't know, I post things on social media and see what happens. It's not a strategy, my love. It's not a strategy. So figure out the piece that's missing. Are you unclear about what it is you do? Okay, so let's start there. And or are you missing the system, the business model, the system of getting people into your world, moving them from strangers to prospects to customers? Which is it? So in other words, if you're getting frustrated because you're not gaining traction fast enough, or you're making money and not enough, those are the things to look at. And I also want you to know that just because your business is not making money yet, it's not that you don't have a business. The difference, the moment it changes for you, when you go from, yeah, I have this thing I'm doing on the side, to going, yes, I have a business. I'm building a business. I'm open for a business. I'm ready to accept my client. I'm ready for the next service. I'm ready for the next sale. That's when it changes. So check in. Do you have the clarity around your product? Do you have a system that brings people in? And where we started, are you in the mental and emotional state of being willing and eager and able to receive? Or do you still have areas of worthiness, you know, not feeling worthy, not feeling good enough, having really funky beliefs around money? Clear that stuff up. Clear that stuff up. And if you get those pieces together, you're going to see your business starting to thrive. As you grow, your business grows. So, but working on yourself, having the skill, having the knowledge, and continuing that personal growth and deepening your connection to self, that's where it's at. All right. Ramble is over. I love you, ladies. I will talk to you soon. But journal on this. Think on this. See where you are.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.